know that we are all agitated, aggravated, and I hope motivated to make a change. Y'all know that we need them. A lot of things in this world need to change. So I know y'all are probably like wondering which one I'm talking about. Well, I'm sure you could probably guess it from the title, but today I'm talking about Trump trauma. Pretty soon we all gonna have it. Yep, if you ain't got it, you gonna get it, okay? I could go on about him all day, but that's not the point. He is not the point. It is not about him. DACA is not about him or anyone else in this country who feels threatened by the presence of an immigrant. And truly, we're all immigrants, okay? But that's besides the point again. Today on another show of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, we're going to talk about DACA, and I'm going to share my perspective and possibly a couple of others, but first I want to give you all some facts. So DACA stands for Deferred Action for Children Arrivals. It's an American immigration policy established by the Obama administration in June of 2012. And basically, those who receive DACA are able to receive the luxuries that come with being an American. For example, receiving medical service or even getting a social security number. Like, do you know how much you need your social security number to do? Like, right now as a teen, I'm applying for jobs and you need your social security number to even literally apply. Is that important? You need it to receive medical service and basically anything else that you get in this country. So DACA basically helped a lot of children who had no say in whether they came to America or not be able to get the things that all American children should have, right? So I just want to share a couple of other facts with you all to let you know the effects that DACA has had on this country specifically. So about 72% of the people who applied and were accepted to DACA were in higher education. Before they got DACA, their hourly wage was about $10.29. Now that they've received DACA, they have about $17.46 an hour. That's pretty much what they're getting paid. In a survey that was taken by the Center for American Progress, roughly 3,000 DACA recipients, or 9/10 of respondents, said that they had jobs. After getting DACA, nearly 80% of respondents said that they got driver's license, and about half became organ donors. If you didn't listen to my episode, Another Chance, it's really about organ donors and all that they do to help save American lives. 56% of registered voters said Dreamers, which is another name for people who are here on DACA, should be allowed to stay in this country. And for those of you who are thinking of things from the quote-unquote American perspective, it's determined that we would lose about $460 billion in the GDP over the next 10 years without DACA. And about 700,000 people could lose their jobs. More than 1,800 governors, attorney generals, mayors, state representatives, judges, police chiefs, and other leaders signed on to a letter supporting Dreamers and DACA recipients. So just from those facts, I hope you all can see just how important DACA is to the people who are receiving DACA, but also to those who are just regular citizens in the American environment. This allows for people to work jobs that help to grow and benefit all those who are in our economy. And it's really sad that people are being forced to leave this country who have never known anything else. I mean, I'm going to play an interview in a minute of a young girl talking, and she's like, I've literally never left the country. I was only born in another place. Oh, another interesting fact is that not everyone who's a DACA recipient is Latin American. So it applies to a wide range of people. But anyways, like, people were saying, like, they had never been to Mexico. They know more about America than they do about the country to which they're about to be sent back to. So you can receive DACA at 16 years old, and you have to have been in America before a certain time, and have basically lived here most of your life. So these are for people who believe that they're Americans, who have American blood running through their veins, basically. They live, eat, sleep, and breathe this country. But I'm about to play an interview that will let you get a better perspective on what I'm trying to say. So if all that I just said didn't inform you of what it was like to be a DACA recipient who is now going to have to move back to a country that they've never known. I hope that this interview does.
And I'm going to lose every opportunity that I have or that I have had. I'm a business owner. I'm a junior in college. I should be studying for my test tomorrow, but I'm missing it to be here. And so I'm putting everything on the line because if I don't create a dialogue, no one's going to help me.
I was more ashamed of being so proud of being American.
And I was just about the younger DACA students. I have a cousin who's 15. She just received DACA. She has her whole life ahead of her. She's so smart. And now her opportunity, she won't even be able to enjoy this opportunity. She'll have DACA until she's 17. She won't even be able to apply for colleges. And she was brought here when she was 2. So I'm more scared for the younger people because I'm older, I have financial resources, I have some college education, like I'll get through it. But the younger kids who are just applying to DACA and just got it, I fear for them. If they don't pass this DREAM Act, this is going to crush our economy. Like I said, I'm a business owner, I support people in my community, we all uphold, you know, positions and as nurses, as teachers, as cleaners, as so many things that they need us. I feel like the right thing will happen, and I hope that we can pressure that.
So that was an interview from someone who was here on DACA. As I said earlier, to receive DACA, you have to be at least, I believe it's like 15 or 16 years old. But, so people have just applied to DACA, now to only have their dreams crushed by Donald Trump saying that they might not even be able to stay here. I actually have a friend who I was working with on my student Congress group, and she told me that she was here on DACA, and that before DACA, she knew that she wouldn't be able to have a job, and that now even with DACA, she still wonders if she'll be able to get into college. Many times, people who have DACA do have to pay out-of-state tuition for, you know, a public university in a state in which they live. They go through a lot, even with DACA. So without it, and the risk of being taken away is something that's hard for almost everyone who's going to be affected by DACA to follow. So I hope that you've been able to understand the importance of DACA. You know, I'm a big believer that humans were born without borders. If someone wanted to travel somewhere or wants to travel somewhere, then they should have that right. And if they do it and they take their child with them, I don't think that the child should be punished. DACA has served for a small time. It served as a method for children who had done no wrong to live a life as so, you know. They were able to come here and not have to feel ashamed or less than or get less than simply because of something that their parents decided. So I hope that you all have been able to see, hear, and understand that. And please, if you have any questions, call in to the show on Anchor and leave them, and I'll most definitely try and get them to you. But if you haven't researched it, I encourage you to research it more. Again, it's something that Donald Trump has been planning to take away, but right now it's up in the air. I'm hoping and I'm praying for all DACA students. If you're a DACA student listening to this, you know, I hope that you're able to get what you need. But yeah, that was my little spiel for the day. I hope you come back and listen to another episode of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black soon.